might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
Hey, you sexy V's. You guys know what time it is. It's football withdrawal time. Actually, it's not. I did watch a little football game today. But I was quite disappointed last week. First, let me start with, for anyone who has been affected by another horrible mass shooting. This latest one was at Michigan State University. My, you know, as they say, enough with the thoughts and prayers, there's time for action. I wish I could do something, but our prayers are with you. I actually was hoping that when I got the message on Monday night that it was a dream. I was actually, I just went to bed and I got a buzz and I look up at the TV and I'm like, this must be Law and Order. And it was, and I'm serious. That's, my brain was like, this has to be Law and Order. And I kind of clicked to another channel. I was like, damn, Law and Order on all these channels. And I cut it off and I knew at that point it was true, but yeah. I didn't want it to be. So I don't want anybody to say, oh, Ms. V, you're making light of it. No, I really did not want it to be true. I went to sleep. I knew when I went to sleep because of the way I was sleeping that it was true. I got up to it Tuesday. I'm still trying to process it.
Yeah.
That is the school that when my children were going to school, that's one of the schools that we did the campus tour of. For me personally, I lived up there, so it's not like, oh, I know this school. It's not a school that I know of. It's a school that my daughter actually had a scholarship to go to. We lived 10 minutes from that campus when I first came home from the military. I know that campus very mm-hmm. well. I know the shopping. First of all, anybody who knows me, I know where shopping is. They have an excellent shopping. They actually had the better shopping mall. Hey, I got to call it like it is. Meridian Mall is the better mall than Nancy Mall, okay? Y'all know me. I ain't going to sit here and sugarcoat it. Meridian Mall, much better shopping mall. They had the better Meijer. They just had the better stuff. So I knew that area very well because of me living up there. So it did hit home. And I am glad that I cannot speak for the national media because some of the national media kind of pissed me off. Our local TV station decided to not put the picture of the killer out there. They released his name, but they did not do the picture. I was happy about that. Because you don't, even though this person is now gone, you don't want to give notoriety to that person even in their death. So I commend it. And I will say it, I commend WDIV Channel 4 for not putting the picture out there. I was very disappointed that TMZ decided to put his picture out there before anybody else.
Yes.
I was disappointed that the national media decided to do it also. And I say that because the only way, we don't know why this individual did it. But what I will tell you, just from studies, and even the young man that's awaiting to be sentenced to go to prison now for the killings at the high school, one of the things he asked, and this is not rumored, this is what the prosecutor put out there. One of the things that this little boy asked, where is my fan mail at? These people, not everybody, some of these people do it for the notoriety, the fame. They don't care that they're locked up. They do it for the fame. So even in death, you don't want to give their picture. I personally could have done without the individual's name. That is me personally. Because once you know who it is, even putting their name out there gives someone else the idea. And look, down in Texas, what, the next day they had another mass shooting. This should not be the norm in this country. Let me say this real quick. I am all for the Second Amendment. What I am not for is these non-existent background checks, the lack of responsibility, and explain to me, in this case, this person bought their gun legally. They were 43 years old. But what the hell do you need with 5 million guns? And assault rifles and stuff. Understand the right to bear arms. I understand the right to protect yourself. I'm not saying I'm against that. I personally don't carry a gun, but it's by choice. I live in an open carry state, so it is not me saying I'm anti-gun. I am not anti-gun. I have a lot of family members who have been carrying guns my entire life, as long as I can remember. And they've all been licensed. So, again, I am not anti-gun. But I am anti 5 million assault rifles, these extended magazines, the stuff that the military uses. The average person is not trained for that. As a person who's trained on some of these weapons, I can tell you the damage that it does to the – and I was being trained. And if you don't – you think you're going to pick it up, hey, I'm just going to do this? Yeah, you're going to pick up, but the damage that you're doing, I mean, it's just horrible. And there needs to be stiffer background checks. There needs to be tougher laws. I don't want to hear these people saying the NRA and they want to take our guns. Nobody's saying take your guns. But as a parent, you have a responsibility to keep that shit locked up. I'm talking in the case of the young man who's in waiting to go to prison for the killings at the high school. No parent should be taking their child to the store to buy the gun and then posting that shit online talking about, we got an early Christmas present because you went and got it on Black Friday. I mean, first of all, the Black Friday sale for the gun was enough for me. I was like, oh, well, I guess the school will be good. They got the Black Friday sale. That was enough. But the fact that, look at the early present. This child is not even old enough to drive, let alone carry, you know, to vote, and you buying him a motherfucking gun, and it wasn't a hunting gun? So parents have a responsibility. We also have a responsibility in this society to look at the red flags. There are flags. We are very much aware, more so than we have been in the past, of mental health. And I'm glad that it's out in the open. I'm glad that we're talking about it. But talk is cheap if there's no action to go with it. And what I'm realizing that every time something happens, what was going on with this person mentally? Let me tell you something I'm tired of hearing. How about, you know that saying, see something, say something? You have to say something. And saying it after the fact, there are things that can help people. I know I'm going to get flack for this comment I'm going to make, and I will take it. I am one of those people that I'm not for a lot of these violent games. And I'm going to say this because y'all are going to say I sound like a mom. I am a mom. But if your ass is 42 years old, cooped up in your bedroom playing fucking video games, there should be a law that says that I can cut your damn video games off if you're living in my house. I'm just saying.
I think
that if you're 42 years old living at home fucking playing video games and ain't got a goddamn job, I should take your shit away from you just like you can. That is me. I don't want to hear this shit.
No,
you a grown man, grown woman, grown whatever. If you're up at my motherfucking house with no goddamn job playing goddamn video games, I should treat you like I would treat you if you were not a grown person. And take that shit away from you. Go get a motherfucking job. There's an old saying.
I agree.
I don't mind. It's the devil's workshop.
I agree.
I am a firm believer that the I don't mind is the devil's workshop, because I can tell you, as a person who does spend a lot of time alone, when I get, and I'm not the odd reproach of saying, I've gone through some of this, you know, there's some fucked up shit, and my mind go at work, and I be like, oh, shit, devil, you got to go. I am conscious enough to know when that shit is happening, because I can go, we all can go on that destructive path. There is no one else beyond it. And it's how you handle it. But I also have a fucking job. I have other things to do. So when I get ready to go on that fucking path, normally it's because I've been sitting around. Probably somebody that pissed me off. And I snap out of it. Thank God I have dogs. Dogs will not let you have a pity party long. Let me tell you something. Animals will not let you have it because they need attention. If you can have a pity party when you have animals around, you really got some issues. Because I can tell you, my dogs will not let me have a fucking pity party. Because bitch going to get them some attention. I think
we need
to look at our animal. We look, when people say, oh, well, they were a loner. Okay, get them a dog. Get them a cat. Get them a rabbit. Get them something that they can reach. I'm a firm believer that when you have something to take care of or someone to take care of, you are less likely to go on these destructive paths. That is my opinion. I'm not a psychologist or a psychologist, but I can tell you, when my mind goes to that place that it goes to, rest assured, one of these goddamn dogs don't come say, bitch, rub me, bitch, feed me, bitch, play with me, bitch, bitch. You don't have time to be idle long when you have animals. We have to quit saying we didn't see nothing. People see shit. It's just like when someone see violence, they don't want to say shit. There is nothing wrong with saying, I truly believe you need help. I have made this suggestion to my children. They do not like it when I say it because I'm real quick, you know, you need to go get some help. Need a phone number? Because as a person who I wasn't brought up, I was not brought up to ask for help. I do seek help when I need it, and I am a firm believer that we all need help, and the man up, woman up, chalk it up, be a man, whatever we want to say, the fucking stereotypes, that shit don't work. That's how you get fucking those psycho killers out here.
Well, that's funny.
What was you
going to
say, Greg?
A lot of people... No, that's funny. A lot of people, when they get to that point, they need to dial 988, I believe. And I think it's nationwide. And
it is.
Get help. Get help.
And they will talk to you all night long. I have utilized that number since it's been out. And I will tell you, there was something going on. I didn't have any fear that I was going to do anything, but I was really stressed. And I was dealing with a stressful situation. And I let them know, listen, I'm not thinking about killing myself or nobody else, but I need to talk. I need to decompress. And these are people who will allow you to decompress. So I want people to understand that this is not just, oh, I'm calling them because I think I want to kill myself. Sometimes you just need to talk to somebody to decompress.
I agree.
This is their job to listen. They are not there to judge you. They will ask you some questions. But overall, like when I called, I needed to decompress. I was really at a really, really high situation. I was dealing with a stressful situation. And as a person who helps other people, I deal with people who have to go through stressful situations all the time. So I've been taught as part of this that I have to have an outlet. I have another person that I can call that's also an outlet for me, but I also utilize that number because when I'm dealing with a lot of people's stressful situations, I have to be able to decompress. And decompressing, I call my board on the phone saying this. It's decompressing saying, hey, I've had a really rough day. I just need someone to talk to. And I have found that it is helpful. And we have to, as people say, hey, it is okay. I don't care if you're black or you're white, a man or a woman. And I know different cultures have different things. I'm going to say this as a black woman. This bullshit that we don't need no help, black people, we need help. And there is such a stereotype of seeking help is a sign of weakness. Seeking help is probably a sign of strength. It is a, I'm not saying probably, it's definitely a sign of strength. Because if you are aware enough that you need help and you go seek it, that is one of the strongest things you can do. What's weak is thinking that you could go through it and then you pop off on somebody's ass.
Yes. I mean, I agree. It's
men of all races.
Same thing. I mean,
rich white people have therapists and talk about that shit on TV all day long. But when you get to lower income people, being low income does not mean you don't need help. And I know, but first of all, what we have to do is also go on, look at some of the TV shows. It has been, going to therapy has been made a joke in the past. My therapist says this, yeah, that's what people who go to therapy say. You know, I can tell you as a person who seeks therapy, I don't go around talking about my therapist said this. So there must be some shit that rich white people do. Because people don't have nobody to go around talking about my, and you heard me say so before you white people yell me, I did not think white people, I said rich white people. Because I can tell you, that I don't know anybody, black or white, that walks around and says, well, my therapist said this. Okay, first of all, we lucky that we got a therapist. Second of all, we definitely not talking about, and my therapist said this shit, okay? Even though it might fit. I don't go around, and my therapist said this. Again, that's some rich white people TV shit. I just wanted to be known. So if you're a rich white person, then you are more than welcome to take offense to that shit, if it's not true. But I could just tell you what I see on TV. Rich white people like to say, and my therapist said.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, white people, black people, African American people, Indians, Native Americans, Asians, everybody. If you are on this earth, the human population of this whole world could use and find help with therapy, plain and simple. I mean, we all have our moments, whether at work, home, or anything. Personal life.
That's about road rage. If you drive a car, you need therapy. Because I can rest assured at least once a month some shit going to happen. That's just...
Oh,
and y'all can say that I'm being funny, but if you drive a car, I can tell you as recently as earlier today, my biggest pet peeve when I'm driving are motherfuckers who are not hands-free. The majority, if your car was made after the year of 2012, odds are you are able to go 100% hands-free in your car. Why the fuck do I always see somebody holding a goddamn phone up to their ear or a phone under something? And then you want to know why people like me be like, bitch, face. Yeah, that gets me. I need therapy for the motherfuckers that don't understand. There's a reason why they say hook your device up to your car.
Yeah. And
when
most everybody has Bluetooth.
when I get in my car, let me tell you how bad it is. My phone is paired with two different cars, and so is my daughter's. So
yep.
Let me tell you how this shit is. My car, if me and my daughter are in the car together, my car automatically pairs with my daughter's phone, which pisses me the fuck off because I be driving. I be like, my phone ain't going off. It's her fucking phone going off because it pops up on the screen. Who's texting
yep.
her? And I be like, I'm paired as shit, you know. And my car pairs by the name. So because of the way I have my phone named, my daughter's phone pops up first. So regardless of who gets in the car first, her phone automatically pairs with my car.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear somebody say, oh, well, it doesn't. My mother, okay, and let me put this out here because I really want to get this clear to y'all. My mother, who is over the age of 70, her fucking phone pairs with her car. My aunt, who is over the age of 70, her phone pairs with her car. I don't want to hear this bullshit about... See, y'all got me riled up about age. Because both my mom and my aunt, who are over the age of fucking 70, I don't be talking on the phone with them. Hold up. My phone got to switch over to my car. So why you motherfuckers? Yeah, y'all got me riled up on this one. Because both my mom and my aunt talk through their car. I don't think my mom knows how to talk on the phone, not talking through her car. I'm going to be honest. If my mother's phone will not hook up to her car, you know she'll say, listen, I can't talk to you because my phone ain't hooking up. She'll be like, I can't even talk to you. I got to try to pull over. So when you have your phone up to your fucking ear and I see you with your phone up to your ear, I be looking at you like you're crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And for anyone who says, well, oh, I had a rental car, let me tell you something about rental cars. As a person who rents plenty of goddamn cars, you can pair your fucking phone with the damn rental car.
Yeah.
I travel enough to know. All I do is I unpair my car as soon as I get out of the rental car. I take it off. So I don't want to hear that shit. I've rented more than enough
yep.
cars where I've synced my phone up to the car. I wanted to talk about something else.
Oh, I agree with you on the pairing up the phone. My two pet peeves, driving, people, if you can't do the speed limit, get out of the middle lane, which is second, and move to the third lane, which is slow as fuck, because I'm going to pass you in that third lane, if not a exit ramp. Not to mention, stay off your phone, just like you, and also, use the fucking turn signal.
Oh, that shit irks the fuck out of me.
And I got one more. Oh, if you are in two turn lanes, one direction, you better stay in your fucking lane because I'm going to be in that outside lane just to fuck with you. Because I know I'm in the right and you are fucking wrong. So, hit me.
That I can agree with. For anybody who is on the gram, I know, Greg, you're not. There is another video and some pictures of Titus and Troy.
Yeah.
Their latest video is up. Acting a fool. It's always any day. The Super Bowl last week, we knew that Riri was pregnant. I was like, she got to be pregnant. Just the way she was moving. Because we know she be shaking them hips. We knew.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, she got to be pregnant. But she got it. But let's give her credit. Let's give her credit where credit is due. Every other Super Bowl performance, they brought somebody out. Her special guest was that baby bump. But let me really tell you who the special guest was. And people will disagree with me. The special guest was fucking Fenty Beauty and Savage Fenty. And the reason why I'm going to tell you is because before the Super Bowl was over, that shit that her performers were wearing was on sale on her website.
Yeah.
Fenty Beauty, when she brought back that compact, they said her sales went up, what, 800%? I buy Savage. Her lingerie and stuff is fabulous. So I do buy it. I'm not anti-Rihanna. So before anybody even go there, I'm very pro-Rihanna. But I got an email talking about, hey, do you want the look that Rihanna had on the Super Bowl? I was like, what? She got the best fucking advertising out of everybody. Because not only did she get a chance to promote her music and let the world know she's pregnant again, she got a chance to make money off of Fenty Beauty because she pulled out that compact and people started buying makeup.
Oh, yeah.
The makeup she had on is on her site. If you want that full look, they already got stuff where you can order it, okay?
Yep.
The clothes on Savage X. So, again, Riri made all you motherfuckers look stupid because Girlfriend made bank off the show. Last year's Super Bowl show, I'm not mad about because they made bank also. But Riri, my girl, see, that's what you call a businesswoman. Kylie Jenner, if you want to see what a self-made billionaire looks like, that's called Rihanna. Self-made billions.
And
not
I would
millions,
agree with
billions.
That. They are not.
She wasn't born
with
no rich family. She didn't have no money. She truly came from nothing.
Yes.
Therefore, that's what self-made billionaire looks like. And that's how you promote your business and get it out there. I ain't mad at her at all. As a matter of fact,
no.
I commend her. I want to be like her when I fucking grow up because this did her thing.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Super Bowl, when you make the halftime appearance, you're not paid for it. So, promote, and you have with anything to bring money in.
But that one, you got to give her credit.
Yeah.
That one did good. And like I said, as a person who buys her products, when I went to go get my foundation, they was like, do you want Riri's look? And I'm like, thought about it. I saw her pull out the contact, but that, you know, and I went and I was like, okay. I was like, I got to do my makeup anyway. But I did not, first of all, I did not buy it. I don't really wear red lipstick. So the reason why I did not buy it is not because I don't like it. It looked good on her. It's not what I wanted.
Yes.
I did not buy any of the outfits because I ain't got the body for it. Okay?
Well, I mean, the first thing I thought when the people ran out on the field, not elevated, I mean, to me, the first thing I thought was, man, that's Charlie's Chocolate Factory. That's the Oompa Loompas.
And you looked.
But that was me.
I was too busy looking at other stuff. I was so pissed at that damn game.
It was a good game. I liked it.
It was a good game. I was rooting for the Eagles also. I was rooting for the Eagles. I'm going to bring Randy in a minute. But the reason why I was rooting for the Eagles is because anybody who knows who my alma mater is, Eastern Michigan University, they are the Eagles, and they're green and white. So even though I'm not a fan of the color green, I did go with the Eagles because my alma mater is the Eagles. So
yeah,
I felt slighted on that, but at the end of the day,
yeah,
it was a good game. It wasn't a bullshit game. There was a fucked up call at the end. There was a fucked up call. Let's just call it the way it is. I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck that he admitted that he tugged. Bitch, they ain't calling nothing else.
Well,
that should have been a,
I mean,
you know.
That's the thing. I have played football from 10, 11, 12 years old for two teams, Vikings and the Eagles in junior high and high school. So those are the teams that I like. And the more OU Sooners that are on those teams, the better I like. So, I mean, Kansas City, yeah, they got like four or five. Eagles, I think three, four. So, I was happy for both teams, but, yeah, I'm going Eagles.
Let me bring in Randy. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. I heard you talk about the Super Bowl. I saw the game, too. And the halftime show is it's just like any other halftime show. It's good. I liked it. And the game was all right. I was hoping the Eagles would win, of course.
Yep.
Didn't work out that way. I like the Super Bowl. Usually, I like the game, but usually for the commercial. What is your favorite all the Super Bowl commercials?
Oi.
The Budweiser frogs.
What do you say?
The Budweiser frogs.
That is
my all-time favorite commercial, them goddamn frogs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You mean knowing what it, bud? Eyes?
Yep.
Wait a minute, they brought them back?
No, but you asked what was my all-time favorite commercial.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's
you
strange.
Didn't say from this
I
end,
mean,
you
Randy,
said it. What is your all-time favorite Super Bowl commercial? The Budweiser frogs. That is my all-time favorite. I don't care what the hell comes out. That is my all-time favorite commercial.
And see, that thing with me, I mean, my favorite has always been Clydesdale's. Now, this year's commercials, wasn't that many?
Not funny.
Remember the babies.
Not funny.
Babies were okay. Not bad.
You know what? The babies have gotten old. I'm tired of the babies.
And that,
the first year the
yeah.
babies were cute. This shit has become redundant. I did not like the babies.
Yeah.
They do the
and
babies
then,
every fucking year. Come up with something new.
I mean, T-Mobile did something new, which was not bad.
I mean, well, John
yeah,
Travolta.
I was okay with John Travolta.
Yeah.
I was okay with that.
Yeah, that one.
And those guys
from
Scrub.
I kind of like. But, yeah, commercials are getting not as good and on the seat, you know, on the edge
not as
of
good,
your
not like
hair.
The good old days. Not like
no.
the good old days.
No. And
they're not creative.
Million?
They're not thinking like they. Like I said, the Budweiser frogs. That is a lot. I mean, I don't care what type of animation they had to do. That shit took a lot. You know, whoever did that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was creative. You know, it made again. I'm still. How was that? 10, 15 years ago, that damn Budweiser commercial, and I'm still remembering it. That's the point of the commercial is not to sell at that time to be remembered to always go back because whenever I get a fucking Budweiser, which is they sell them at all of the games. But if I want to start laughing, I can think about that damn commercial because that's what sticks out. You want something that's gonna make your product stick out forever. Them fucking babies, aren't they selling stock or something?
Yeah.
I'm so done with the babies. I forget what they're doing. I think they're selling stock. Okay, the first year it was cute. They would have did better. Now, I'm going to tell you another good commercial that a lot of people don't talk about, and they haven't done it anymore. When Danica, when they did the GoDaddy commercials, believe it or not, I am, as much as I thought they were sexist, I still fucking remember the GoDaddy commercials. GoDaddy is still making money. As a person who, my website is powered by GoDaddy, so I can tell you, but I got mine before they started doing the commercials, but I can tell you, GoDaddy also did very creative with their commercials. So
I agree.
The things, I look at what stands out, what I will remember. GoDaddy, Budweiser, that's pretty much all I can remember. Breaking Bad shit with the damn Doritos. I mean, the poppers. Okay, I already eat them. I didn't see nothing cute about that because I'm not a crack addict. So maybe a crack addict will remember it.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch Breaking Bad. So, but what I'm saying is you had to have something that would stick out. The T-Mobile, even though I do not like T-Mobile, I remember that commercial because it was with John Travolta. You want what people going to remember. I'm not going to fucking remember the fucking food from the Breaking Bad thing because I didn't like Breaking Bad, so I'm not going to remember the food.
Yeah.
I remember
T-Mobile.
Oh, and the one with the mama and the son, because that T-Mobile commercial with the mama and the son.
Yeah.
Where she said, you look stupid or whatever, and that was his real mother. Okay, moms can say that shit. So that one was stick out. I probably won't go buy it because I don't like that. I don't like T-Mobile. But I remember his mom, because I don't know his ass.
Exactly. Agreed.
And at the end of them saying, you know, and at the end they're saying, we wish they would have said this because they never could get the lines right. That's the shit that you remember.
Yeah.
The real is just have good commercials. You know, what I want to see is a commercial where I think, and I'm going to be honest, if they want me to remember something, bring more mamas and sons back up in there. Because I think anytime you put a person that's not a real actor up in a damn commercial where it's just so, like I said, that would make you remember because when she said, that looks stupid, that makes you look fat, that shit you remember because that's some shit the mama say.
Yep.
The Grease song makes you remember because who doesn't love Grease?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was done back in 1970.
Yeah.
And it's,
but them goddamn
babies, iconic.
I can't tell you what the fucking babies, like I said, the babies, I'm through with the babies. The babies have become redundant.
Yeah. Well, that thing, I mean, when they brought the babies back, it was like, okay, yeah, okay, not bad. Not bad. It was not my best. But,
you know who I
mean,
would rather see? Remember when Kia had the hamsters? The dancing hamsters.
Oh yeah.
Bring me that Kia. Oh, I'm gonna tell you the good commercial from this year. The commercial that was ended up being that Blue Moon beer, but they talked about every other beer.
Yeah.
And it's like this is a Bud commercial, this is a Miller commercial, this is a this. No, it's actually a Blue Moon commercial. Now, that shit was funny. That was creative.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I actually agree on that one.
And
that's
Netflix
the thing.
Got
I
their
mean,
money worth. Netflix and GM with their collaboration was good.
Yeah, not bad.
Because of them going through all the other shit. But the beer commercial, now, I don't drink beer. But I can tell you that was a Blue Moon commercial. You know why? Because they showed every other goddamn beer, and they said, it's this commercial, it's this commercial, it's this. No, it's actually Blue Moon.
Yep.
Oh, getting back to the Bud Rider Frog, when I first saw that commercial back in the, what was it, like the 80s or 90s? I don't know. I don't know what decade it was. I didn't get the joke. I didn't get the joke when I first saw it. I had to watch it about a few more times just to get it.
It would be
but
back
it made
in the
you
90s.
Think. But that was the point of it also. It wasn't for you to get it immediately.
Yeah.
That that's what you call creative ad work. Because if you have to think about it, then they did their job.
Yes, agreed.
What is this? what's the point?
Let me tell you this super commercial, which I didn't see it, so I've seen it afterwards. But let me tell you, that's commercial. McDonald's, y'all are trying to be too urban, and I'm being nice when I say too urban. I don't give a fuck about Cardi B and Offset going to goddamn McDonald's. And now y'all got them showing up at a McDonald's? More of a plugger? First of all, I can tell you, I don't remember last time I went to McDonald's. I don't do fast McDonald's because McDonald's still got the bomb-ass fries, okay? But I live half a mile from a McDonald's. But I can tell you, between Popeyes and McDonald's trying to go urban, a rapper ain't going to make me come buy your shit no more. Popeyes,
yeah.
Megan Thee Stallion ain't making me come. Just because you got Megan Thee Stallion, I'm not going to buy Popeyes. And just because y'all got Cardi B and Offset doesn't mean I'm going to McDonald's. You know, because at the end of the day, tell me that you expand your goddamn dollar menu. You want me to come there? Expand your dollar menu. That's how you get me back up in there. Because last time I went to McDonald's, they had shrunk their dollar menu.
Yeah.
And their dollar menu said dollar, $2, and $3. Okay. I felt like well, shit. Can I get the $4, $5, or $6? Who else is going to do that? Because they literally have it broke down. $1, then you go down number 5 to $2, and they got the items there, and then you go number 5 to $3.
Yep.
You could have stayed in the board out and said, this is the $4 section, this is the $5 section, this is the... I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If you're going to break it down like that.
Oh, not to mention Carl's Jr., let's go ahead and get the $6 burger, which is damn near $7, $8, period.
See, we don't
is
have
worth,
Carl's Jr.
Let me ask something, Greg. Is it worth it?
No.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, Hardee's has
Hardee's
great
and Carl's Jr. are the same thing.
And Carl's Jr.
They have the same territory.
The same thing. Yes, same thing. Hardee's has a very good breakfast biscuit.
Hardee's has...
Brahms,
okay, they closed down the last Hardee's here. Stop, got pissed about that. Hardee's,
yes,
is the only place I've been able to go for breakfast that has a biscuit and gravy that is not a restaurant. So,
yes,
that pissed me off because I was like, I don't eat biscuits and gravy a lot because, for one, that shit is fattening as hell, and if you're trying to get fat, go have a biscuit and gravy. But
trust me, I know.
But Hardee's was the only fast food restaurant that carried them. And
yes,
that's what I love, because that damn biscuit was on point, and you put that gravy on top of it, you'd be like, okay, I got this shit.
Yes, I agree.
They closed last Hardee's. That's what I like about Hardee's, because it seemed their breakfast was more real than anybody else. For a fast food restaurant, their breakfast seemed to be more homemade.
Yes. Now, Carl's Jr., Hardee's, same restaurant, that breakfast biscuit is the bomb. Now, the best place from them for that biscuit is Brahms here in Oklahoma. As far as McDonald's, Jack's, no.
I don't get breakfast from McDonald's. The only thing that I'm like at McDonald's breakfast is their hash browns. It's something about the way they get their hash browns.
Yeah.
There's nothing that makes me... When McDonald's first came out with their breakfast, it used to be called the Big Breakfast, and they had the hotcakes, sausage,
and
eggs.
Sure.
That used to be good.
Yes.
I bet they don't even make that anymore, I bet you.
I would know.
No, they did. But it's minus eggs.
I don't think they're real pancakes. I really don't think they're real. I don't think they're real homemade pancakes. I think they are.
No. Well, that's the thing. I mean, you can go to a Holiday Inn and have pancakes turned out in a automated machine.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
And like,
I'd rather have those pancakes than McDonald's pancakes.
Two, 3 minutes. And they will out two of them.
Yeah, that food don't, McDonald's food don't fill you up.
Okay,
the best
breakfast right now for fast food is Panera. And I say that because
Panera bread.
Yeah.
Panera got me. But Panera has me for more than one reason. Panera donates their food. That's why I'm a big Panera fan because they are for the homeless and they don't waste food. Like, if you go to Panera and your order is incorrect, you know how other restaurants, they take the food back and they throw it away?
Mm-hmm.
Panera doesn't do that. Panera tells you to keep it. And they still make you a new order. They don't believe in wasting food. And I commend them on that. And these other places, the food was made wrong. They take back the food. Throw it away, and then give you your new meal. That's a waste of food. Somebody could have ate that. Panera, what they do is they let you keep their error, and they give you something else. And I will always support a business that takes care of the homeless because those of us who can afford to go places to even have breakfast are blessed. So I commend them on that. But I'm going to talk about allergy season.
Oh, fuck.
Now, I don't know what the news have been saying where you people are at. And I'm saying, and I just thought, not just Greg and Randy, but in general. Here, you know that the weather is fucking bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
When the newscaster comes out, we have, and the doctor, when the doctor who also does the news, real doctor that does the news, comes on and says, Valentine's Day, you start using your allergy medicine. Because you, and I was like, what the fuck? So I realized today, I was like, damn, I didn't start. And I'm starting to drain. I don't use Flonase in the wintertime. Flonase is only in the spring. I take Claritin year round. But I don't take Flonase year round. I was like, ain't this a bitch? So, for those of you like me who just the bullshit, fucking, I'm like, first of all, I'm pissed right now because Mother Nature still owe me another good snow because I still got gas in my damn snowblower. So, either we get another good snow or more gas is going to be wasted because I have to drain my snowblower. So I have to let it run until all the gas is out of it. So I need another good snow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is some bullshit right now.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I went 2 weeks ago to the flea market to buy some cologne, and Sauvage was what I wanted. They're sold out. I used to wear 10, 15 years ago, Obsession. Guess what? Obsession, I am highly allergic to.
Mm.
So,
that's because it's some good ass damn cologne. That shit is strong as hell. You walk into a room.
Trust me, I know.
So like this. Anybody who wears Obsession, as a person who wears Obsession, I say this. I don't wear Obsession that often. Not because I don't like it, but because if I want people to know that I got some money, when you wear obsession, that's like seeing your money walking in the room. Because a little dab, and I kid you not, and Greg, you can attest to this, little dab on the pulse point, motherfuckers can smell you 5 miles away. And they're saying, it's not like when a person bathes in that cheap-ass cologne and you be like, what the fuck did you bathe in? When you get the hairs turned, men and women, be like, damn, somebody smell good. You'd be on the other side of the fucking room. It's like a fucking aphrodisiac. People will gravitate towards you because they want to find out where their smell is coming from.
Yes, I agree.
A woman who wants to get laid or a man who wants to get laid, put some fucking obsession on. Be like, you gotta watch it because see, obsession attracts everybody. So you have women saying, "Damn, what you wearing?"
Yep.
And you're
kind of
looking at them like, if you're a woman, you're looking at another woman like, "This my cologne? No, girl, you smell good. It get that damn sexy ass. Let me push up on you, boy." She'd be like, "Bitch."
Yes, I agree.
You know, I'm not feeling you. And the same thing with men. Men that walk up to another, you know, and they say, "Dude, that's nice." I'm like, "Man, what you wearing? You gotta let me know." Be like, "Dude, I ain't feeling you like that." Obsession does that shit. I kid you not. Obsession does that. You know the other one that also does it? Opium.
Yes. And
Giorgio wore off over time. Because Giorgio, when they first came out with Giorgio, it used to do it. And because Giorgio did something with their formula that made it where everybody could afford it, it kind of cut down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that thing, I mean, I am highly allergic to obsession. The other one I like is Eternity, but I'm staying away from that because I found a very nice one, which is Sauvage, which is Dior. And
Dior has some nice stuff.
I mean, Dior.
You know what? Like, I'm into these body sprays, and everybody laughs because they'd be like, "Oh, this." I was like, "Yeah, I didn't think I would get into the body sprays because, you know, we grew up in that generation where you do cologne, not the body sprays." I wear the body sprays because I could get away with wearing that every day to work because cologne is expensive.
Yeah.
But, like, my daughter found me my Mambo. If anybody's never smelled Mambo, they don't even sell Mambo no more. She had to hunt it down for me. And she got me a bottle of Mambo. So I will be wearing Mambo on my birthday.
Nice.
I'm going to be loving it because that Mambo was hard as hell for her to find. Like, I had a feeling when she said that I was going to wear it. She gave a hint, and I was like, "Damn, I bet she got me Mambo." Because that's all I've talked about is how hard it was for me to find Mambo and how much I love it. So I haven't worn it yet, but she knows why, because I wear my body sprays. I really don't wear my cologne unless I'm going out. And if I don't have it on time, I'm, like, really funky about that.
Oh, yeah. And see, that thing, since I can't get Sauvage for a decent price, I think I'm going to go ahead and go back to Davidoff, which is Cool Water.
Cool Water is
because right now, I'm not allergic to what's in the notes and all that. So, yeah.
Okay.
And it's got a
good smell. I'm going to give you a suggestion. Have you been to the body shop?
No.
Okay. If there's a body shop near you, the body shop has different scents that they can put into it for you. They're almost like the perfume stores. But the body shop is all natural.
Okay.
And they will mix your scents for you.
Okay.
Right there in the store. So if there's, all you got to do is look online for the body shop, and they will mix it for you right there. You actually can pick out your scent, and they'll do it right there. They'll add it to whatever you want right there in the store.
Nice.
And the body shop has been around for over 20 years, but a lot of people don't talk about them because they're not on. First of all, you got to be a person who don't mind picking out your own scent, but it's one of those stores where if a man wanted to really impress a woman, if a man, and I'm saying this for all you men who's listening, so here's my freebie for you guys. If you really want to impress a woman that you really, really like, go to the body shop. Find a scent that you like and have it made up for her and give it to her, because she's not going to be able to go to Macy's or some flea market or something and get this. She will only be able to get it from the body shop. But you will know what the scent is, and you can have them put the scent on there, and they recycle. That's what I like about them. So you can go back and have everything refilled there. Unlike other stores where you just toss it, but the body shop, you could take your containers back and they'll refill them.
Nice.
So, if you want to impress a woman and show her that you were really thinking outside the box, go to the body shop. And the body shops are all over the country. It's just that for whatever reason, I don't know why people don't give them the notoriety that they deserve. But they were around before tree hugging became popular and the they have been recycling longer than they've really been talking about recycling.
Okay.
I've been going to the body shop for more than 20 years. I want to say I've been going to the body shop for about 30 years.
All right. Now, the body shop, are they more of a oil-based concentration of colognes and fragrances?
No, they do lotion. No, they do lotions and soaps and everything in there.
Oh, okay. That's new then.
No, they've been around.
Well,
but they're not
I mean,
a cologne store.
Used to, it was you can buy the colognes and perfumes from the major stores, and then they would actually have somebody come in aftermarket-wise and do a oil on that perfume or cologne that you liked, and it was concentrated.
Well, we are down to our last 90 seconds. We don't talk about a lot this week. What I said, the quickest hour on the internet. Never know what we're going to talk about. But I can't believe we're getting ready to come to the end of the month already. Everybody have a great week. Be safe. Again, prayers go up. People, quit hating each other. You got a problem, talk to somebody. We shouldn't be hurting each other. We can dislike each other without hurting each other.
Agreed.
You know, I'm not even going to sit here and preach or try to, because this is not political. If you don't like somebody, you ain't got to kill them.
Well, that's the thing. We are one people. Americans, I mean, period. The whole world is one people.
Just talk. I mean, we ain't got to kill because we don't like. But with that, I want everybody to have a great week. And we'll be back next Sunday.
Bye. Have a great week.
I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.